Raid on illegal gambling dens yields big haul in Florida. In a coordinated effort to combat illegal gaming, the Florida Gaming Control Commission and Port Richey law enforcement agencies have seized nearly $200,000 in cash and over 200 illicit slot machines from 5 unauthorized gaming establishments. The locations where the raids took place include 2 Ounces Place sites at Port Richey, where authorities confiscated a total of 59 illegal slot machines and $28,394 cash suspected to be gambling proceeds. 3 notices were served to individuals associated with the gaming establishments. In Florida Skill Arcade, another location on Ridge Road, 52 illegal slot machines and $41,230 were seized, and 1 notice to appear was issued. In the Bust on Ridge Road, 56 illegal slot machines were recovered, while $35,467 in cash was confiscated. 2 notices were issued in connection with the unlawful gaming operation. The Bust on 777 Arcade on US Highway 19 yielded the largest haul, consisting of 82 illegal machines and $86,171 in cash. 2 notices to appear were issued at the spot. According to officials, the raid led to the confiscation of 249 illegal slot machines and a total of $194,262 in suspected gambling proceeds. It signifies a notable milestone in the state's ongoing efforts against illegal gambling. Florida's gambling landscape. In Florida, gambling is subject to strict regulations, and slot machine gaming is only permitted at licensed facilities, such as those operated by the Seminole Tribe. While the state legalizes sports betting, it is also exclusively offered through a compact between the state and the Native American tribe. While online gaming is not yet a legal option in the jurisdiction, there are indications that the state will expand its gambling sector to include iGaming by 2027. According to a report from Eilers & Krasick Gaming, EKG, Florida is the only candidate for online casino expansion in the next 3 years. Proposed bills, such as HB 953 and S-1404, aim to expand the Seminole Tribe's exclusivity from sports betting to online gaming. However, the legalization of online gaming faces pushback from land-based casinos and gambling harm treatment organizations, citing concerns about revenue loss and potential negative impacts.